880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Before we get started, Wanda, I want to thank you for all the hard work that you do making the show sound great every week. Without you, there would be no Freed on Business. I want to thank you so much, Wanda.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you so much. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Manny Johnson's back. Manny's going to talk about the difference between what I saw in Colorado last week and what's going on in Florida. Boy, did I see some interesting stuff. And we'll talk all about it in the first half hour. In the second half hour, we're going to have Linda Day Harrison on. She's the person behind the broker list. She's one of the top social media influencers, one of the top women in technology and real estate. And we'll get some great tech tips from her. So, Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with Manny Johnson and stuff that can help you make your life better. Thank you, Wanda. I was away from my wife for a week. That's the perfect song for me to play for her right now. I can't thank you enough for the positive, upbeat, totally on-point music selection. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, oh, I want to give a high five to Larry Zinn and Courtney Zinn on their new beautiful baby. Well done, Larry.
What do we have?
I think it was a girl.
Yay, we need more of those.
I think so. I think it was a girl. All Vivian right. knows. I'd have to look on my... But they had a beautiful baby. I saw the picture just a minute ago. I give an Instagram love. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. That's where the Audi store is in Key West. Well, they sell all the nameplates down there. And what do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means they'll give you a complimentary service loaner. They'll give you dynamic wheel protection. They'll give you a key replacement, a guaranteed purchase offer. They'll buy your car even if you don't buy it from them. They'll give you the best value guarantee. They'll pay the difference if you find a better offer somewhere else. And, of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 days to decide if you like your car. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you.
Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
You know, you'd think that'd be kind of an easy choice to make, but a lot of people just can't make that choice. Well, we can here on the radio show, and I can do that when I talk to you about a real estate deal. I recently closed my most recent deal with the Related Group. We sold them a piece of land in Wynwood, just like we sold to Lennar at the beginning of the year. I'm currently working on a hard money loan up in Broward County where we're going to close on a piece of development land. We're going to bridge them to the next market cycle. So if I can help you with a creative solution to your real estate issue, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Land sells, creative financing. Oh, I can even put you together with some people that can be a creative to your real estate team. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps. You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda, as always. And we're back with our, I got to just say it at this point, our medical cannabis expert, Manny Johnson. Manny has had nurseries on three continents, is one of the original people to help the Colorado cannabis business get underway. He's talking to me about all kinds of different opportunities and ideas. And we were on the phone yesterday talking about my trip to Colorado. Manny had some great observations about the differences between the two states and what might be coming to Florida. And I'll tell you this, he's got some really, really interesting stuff to say about the dangers of this new form of THC. Manny, welcome back to the show, Manny Johnson.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here with you, and I'm glad you had your experience out in Colorado where you could see some things.
I sure did. I saw a bunch of things.
And a beautiful state.
It was. I saw a bunch of things. All these cannabis stores, I'd have to call them, not dispensaries, stores. And beautiful scenery. I took a bunch of pictures of the rivers, the beautiful, the beautiful areas where the grass grows, the meadows. That's it, meadows. I couldn't figure the meadows. And, of course, was up on the top of the Continental Divide. Wow, that was awesome. But Manny, I saw a bunch of stuff. I sent you a label from Colorado that talked about something having 90-something or 80-something or 79%, some crazy number of THC. Everybody says, wow, that's just great to have that kind of level of THC. What's wrong with that, Manny? What's wrong with that picture?
Well, your body will only absorb about 18 to 20% of it will become biologically active. And then the rest of it is going to get stored, you know, at the junctions of the neurons in the endocannabinoid system and also in fat cells in your body. So you have to, you know, you have to wonder, why do you need, you know, why do you need such a high concentration of THC or a THC-CBD mixture?
Well,
you know, I would tell you that as we get into concentrates and dabbing and, you know, purity factors, I mean, where is it going to end? Where will the end point be?
I really don't know.
We've already discussed it.
You know,
well, there's this disease called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. And it occurs in about 20% of the people that are chronic smokers. And they do high concentrates of THC for like 30 days in a row. And they'll end up with shakes, vomiting, seizures, cramps. And, you know, I mean, it's a well-known disease in the marijuana industry.
So,
and, the only way you can do it is to stop using it for 30 days and let the neuroreceptors build back up in the body. So what I'm getting at is, it's just not a good thing to be doing such a high dosage. And then we've also got the issues of purity and regulations and, you know, how safe is it? Safe and effective. You're talking about a medicine. And if it's recreational, is it safe for you?
Wow. You know, Manny,
those are just questions that need to be answered.
So I think that they have that high levels because I think that people buy that. When you're standing there at the counter, you're hearing everybody go, I want that one. It's got 79%. I want that one. It's got 90%. I want the one that's all the way up to 97%. And what you're telling me is that it's only using about 25% of what you're taking and the rest is getting stored in your body so that it's going to come back at you. And maybe that makes somebody slow and then they have one of these responses. Scary. What is there anything somebody can do if they're having this happen to them?
Yes, they just stop smoking THC products for 30 days. That's generally what happens. And the receptor cells in the body that have been inundated with the THC, the THC goes out of the system. And, that syndrome goes away.
So then that's why when people use a lot of THC, it takes even more. And then when they stop for that month, it only takes a little bit to get them back where they were. Is that kind of what's going on there?
Yeah, that's a good analogy because that is something I think most people that have been around marijuana can relate to is that, you know, I know people that can take like one inhalation or one hit off a vape pen or a joint, and that's all they want. That's all they can even deal with for the whole night. And then I know people that'll be hitting it every, you know, 15 minutes.
Wow.
And some people can't even smoke that because it won't get them high. It just won't.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I tried some of those edibles. Didn't have any impact on me at all that I could tell. But, you know, they were delicious. And let's see, what else was there? There was all kinds of different distillates, like you were talking about the distillates. But the thing that I noticed most of all was that they carried all kinds of different brands, which is different than the state of Florida, where they only carry one brand. And I found that to be really fascinating because it seems to me like with the new regulations that are going to be coming down, we'll be seeing more like Colorado, where there's multiple brands in a spot, or you think that's coming sooner rather than later? What do you think about that, Manny?
I think what we're going to do is we're going to let everything just sort of, everything is going to find a ballast point eventually. I don't know when the ballast point is going to be here or Colorado or anywhere else. I just know that it just, they legalized marijuana and they did it in Canada, they did it in California, and they've done it in numerous states. California is a great example of, you know, each state has its own issues. The problems are, have similar outcomes, and, you know, it's that they're underfunded law enforcement officers, underfunded regulators, and underfunded testing labs, and they're underfunded, you know, teaching, so that people are, you know, these, the, you know, people that are cultivating need to be, you know, they need to follow a protocol, and that needs to be regulated. And then processing has to have a protocol, good manufacturing processes, good handling practices, good testing practices, good packaging practices. This is just like buying something off the shelf in a grocery store. You don't want tainted foods.
There you go.
You know, we all look at the labels about high fructose corn syrup, and we run away from that now. And we run away from, you know, long, long labels on foods because we know it's not healthy for us. Well, with a lot of these labs and a lot of testing, what you'll find is like on that what you sent me yesterday. If you look at it very closely, it's got a batch number on it. And if you go to the internet and you look on that manufacturer, you go to their batch number, the test analysis is signed by the chief operating officer for that company.
So
not an independent third-party lab.
So it's like Boeing inspecting their own airplane.
Well, that's turned out to be a tragedy.
Well, that's why I used that as an example.
This is, you know, I am not against, you know, I do not want anyone to think that I don't think that marijuana is a miracle plant in a lot of ways, but it will not become the miracle plant that we want it to become unless we put a regulatory framework in place that regulates it and tests it so that it's, you know, it's safe, it's effective, that there isn't, you know, there are so many places along the way that you can have somebody with, you know, with the flu, or somebody with, you know, any type of disease, and they're handling it, and they touch it along the manufacturing process, and it doesn't go away.
Wow.
It's in it.
You know?
I mean, you know, some of your major chain stores, what they do, it's like, you know, when you had the problem with Listeria on lettuce, they went to blockchain software. And they literally had all their, you know, every bit of lettuce that was sold through, like, I'll mention the name, Walmart. Walmart was very, very quick to do this. They got into the blockchain model to where they could tell immediately what stores had it, where and where it came from.
Wow.
That's how you have good recalls on products.
What I want to do is take a quick break, and then a lot of people are calling me and asking me about how they can start a hemp farm or get into hemp farming or get into the marijuana business, and I want to talk to you about that because not only are you the expert, but you've seen more hemp farms than anybody else probably in the world. So if you could stick with us for one more segment. I know you're fighting a little bit of a cold there, but you know, stick with us. Wanda, take it away. Let's come back real fast for Manny, and we're going to talk hemp farming in the next quarter hour with Manny Johnson, the king of the hemp farmers. Back after this. Oh yeah, my favorite song from the Blues Brothers movie. Just love it. Aretha gets up there in the kitchen, starts dancing and everything. Oh, what an amazing song. What an amazing lady. What an amazing feeling from just that music. Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audis. Down in the Keys, well, they've got all the great nameplates down there. What do they all have in common? They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. Oh, yeah, by now you know what that means. Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and their 72-hour exchange promise. If you don't like your car, you can return it after 3 days. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. Honey, I'll be home soon. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Here's the compliment of the day from a guy with a deep voice. You look amazing. I love what you did with your hair today. You're gonna rock it at work. There. Have a great day and remember that you're awesome.
On 880, The Biz.
All right. And hey, if you want to have an awesome real estate deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you. And that's just not a tagline, it's the truth. We recently closed a deal for the Related Group. Related Group said that they wanted to buy this certain piece of property and went out and got it for them. Did the same thing for Lennar Corporation, bought both properties from families. So if your family has a piece of real estate you'd like to sell it, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Help my clients get together, sometimes with each other. Capital sources, developers. I help my friends meet my friends. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Manny Johnson. Manny has farmed hemp across the world, three continents, right, Manny?
I have visited hemp in Europe, and I've grown it in Europe. I have, I guess you could say I've grown it in China also, because I actually did spend a lot of time at the hemp farms, which were near my nursery.
Now,
and I was impressed with the textiles they made from it. They just made some incredible clothing. Amazing.
You know, Manny, people call me and they go, Jim, I want to get into marijuana hemp growing business. I want to start right now. I've got 150 acres up by Lake Okeechobee. How do I get started? Manny, what are they missing?
Well, they're missing the fact that they're a little bit early. Okay. They need to. A great resource on this, and the definitive resource on this, is the University of Florida Industrial Hemp Pilot Program.
Go Gators!
The assistant professor is Zachary Brem. It's in the agronomy department, and it's UF/IFAS.
IFAS.
And IFAS. They have a newsletter that comes out periodically to update you on what's going on. They have seminars around the state that they put on to update you. They're involved in the pilot program, which with the Farm Bill, it goes back to we're dealing with this federal, it's a marijuana type issue because, hemp got classified as marijuana. So it got banned many, many years ago, and it was doing great, 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 great things all over the world. It really, really was. And it disappeared in the United States for a long time. And now we're kind of trying to figure out how to do it And some of the problems that we have are you've got law enforcement, regulatory agencies, and you're trying to deal with marijuana in the state where it's medical, or it could be recreational in certain states, or it can be both. And then you're growing hemp. So it's a regulatory nightmare for the states. And the federal government has not offered much guidance in this. They just make the states submit their pilot programs to the USDA, and the USDA will approve it or not approve it. And I haven't heard them not approve anything yet. But in terms of guidance, they don't give you much. You're not going to get much in terms of using soil amendments or pest inhibitors and things like that, because that's the Environmental Protection Agency you deal with it on that level. That's a pesticide or a pest inhibitor.
So we've got to
kind of get the federal government and the states to work together. But in Florida, I gave you the address. That's the best place to work. There's some great information on their website that will educate people, you know, to where you can, you know, you can start planning on what you can do, but you're not going to be doing it in the near future.
So people can Google University of Florida, IFAS, and cannabis, and they'll get some more information. Manny, when I was up in Colorado, I had my medical marijuana card with me. But all I could do was buy recreational. They had a full room closed, locked up. You couldn't go in there. That was for the medical stuff. What's the difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana?
It's the license that you have. There are, you know, if you have a dispensary in Colorado, you have to have two addresses. You can have one building, and the building's cordoned off, like you saw, blocked off, really, where you can't get into both
Two
sides.
Different entrances, and one you have like a big guy in front of one of them.
Yeah, the medical's going to usually have a guard. Well, I mean, it has to have a guard.
Right.
And the recreational should have a guard. They have monitoring everywhere. I mean, there are cameras in the
Oh, there were cameras everywhere.
Your car.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll see the employees use a lot of the things that they do when they touch the products, they touch cash, they package it, whatever they do with it, they're doing it, and they're doing it in front of cameras so it's visible to the camera, and they have to store that for 45 days.
Now,
and that's a 24/7 storing.
What's the difference between the actual product you get from one place and the other? Because what it really looked like to me was that the real difference between the store was they just had more brands of flower. They all had the same derivatives and all that other stuff that we have here. The only thing, they had a bunch of different kinds of flowers. Sometimes you walked up and you could smell it because they were growing it just 10 feet away from you behind a door.
Products are sold at both places. Exact same products.
Not a difference in strength or anything else? Then why do they have it separated? Is it just to keep the people separated?
Well, some people have medical, some businesses have medical, cannabis licenses, is what they call it there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't sell it recreational. And what happens is, if you're selling it medical, you can only grow so many plants according to the number of patients that you've got.
Wow.
But you've got to keep track of your patients. You've got to take care of them, give them, you should give them a great education, make them feel comfortable, make them feel that they understand why they're coming there. A lot of people will get medical cards because the taxes are less.
That's it. That's for sure. They are.
Yeah. Wow. So you pay less taxes. That's so I'll get a medical card and I'll go buy my recreational stuff. But let's talk about the real medical patient. The real medical patient wants to go to a place that they can get knowledge, so they can get they can get treatment for whatever the diseases are that doctor has recommended them to go. And like I said, the medical, has a plant limit as to how many plants they can grow per patient.
Now,
so they have to keep a patient file, and when they lose patients, they lose the number of plants they can grow.
Wow. Must be competitive to get those patients. People may not understand what the value is from medical marijuana. I just want to share a short story. I finally Went on a couple of days of vacation. I've been here in town for 10 years taking care of Vivian. Finally, she said, Jim, you got to get out of here. Go. I'll stay here. I'll be okay. Go. She didn't tell me that for weeks she'd been suffering from really high blood pressure because she knew I would never leave. Sorry, I'm just saying the story, baby, but I know it's okay. And so I came back. She says, honey, I've had really high blood pressure. It's like blowing high at 160, 170, real, real high up there. So she says, honey, I'll bet you that if you did some of this medical marijuana, it would help. She goes, I really don't want to do it. I go, well, we'll just do one puff, two puffs. She did two puffs. It went from 166 to 139, and then this morning down to 119. It was amazing. And she doesn't ever do it, so Manny, she didn't have her receptors all jammed up. So it sounds like that was a perfect implementation of what we've been talking about.
And I imagine you talk with her physician first.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We took her off of the stuff because of the difference between medical and pharmaceutical, which you told me about. So we took her off that. But then when I heard about the blood pressure thing, I said, honey, call your doctor, director of integrative medicine up in Broward. And he said it was okay. We called the nephrologist. He said it was okay. We called her PCP. She said it was okay. We called Dr. Michelle. She gave me the dosage, and we did it. We did it. It was a process. You know, I'm terrified of this. Terrified for her. So, you know, anything that can help her. And the thing that blows your kidneys out first is his blood pressure. So we were scared. But it worked. It worked. I'm not going to allow her to do a lot of it.
That's called an anecdotal study, okay? That's like people telling you, I took this and it helped me. And the National Institute of Science, Health, and Engineering did a study that came out 2 years ago. It was 3 years ago, actually. And it was called, it's the largest study that had come out, a meta study. And it was they took 26,000 studies from around the world, broke them down to 10,000 studies, and a group of, I think it was 80 medical researchers and physicians who've had extensive research prescribing this and studying this. They went through all the studies, and they found, you know, that they're just, you know, without being able to do double-blind studies in a scientific way, they found that marijuana was good for pain. Reducing opiates was a major, major part of that huge study. It's a 485-page PDF called The Health Benefits of Marijuana.
Where's that?
And Google it. Google it online, the health benefits of marijuana, and it's the National Academy of Sciences, Health, and Engineering study.
Wow. Listen, Manny, we're almost out of time here today. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite you back on the show again, and I want to talk about the different types of medical cannabis things that you're seeing that we can look for in the future. You alluded to it a little bit when you talked about your work in China and the different fabrics that they make out of hemp. Maybe we'll focus a little more on hemp and the commercial opportunity that the Commissioner of Agriculture is teeing up for the rest of the state of Florida here.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Jim. It's amazing. This industry changes literally every day.
Every day.
Every day there's something new going on.
100%. Manny, feel better. We'll talk offline tomorrow. Catch up. But please, go rest
and
yourself.
I'm so happy to hear your wife's feeling better.
She is. She's a blessing.
She had a good result.
She had a good result, but I was very cautious. Very cautious and went very slow. Very slow. Well, I'm going to go home soon and I'm going to hug and kiss her and it's going to be okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Manny. You take care. Be safe, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks,
I'll call you tomorrow.
And thanks for putting on such a wonderful show, you and Wanda. And I love the music. It's a great...
Thanks, Manny.
I mean, this is so relaxing to me.
Yeah, Wanda makes it happen. Without Wanda, we ain't got a show here. She keeps the energy flowing. She keeps it on high, and she helps set the tone. So thank you, Wanda, for all that. And Manny, you feel better. Go rest those eyes, okay?
Okay.
All
take
right.
Care,
high
guys
five.
And girls.
You got it. Bye-bye. Manny. Manny Johnson, our marijuana and cannabis and hemp expert. He's been working on it with governments all across the country and all across the globe. He'll be back, if not next week, the week after. I've got to just check and make sure he's available. Our next guest is going to be Linda Day Harrison. She's the founder of the Brokers List. She is one of the top women in tech and in social media, and she's going to tell me what's what about the Brokers List right after this. Stick with us. It'll help you be productive in your business tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to have a party. It's starting.
neighborhood.
You see that people are starting to climb.
I love the music.
Rascal Flatts meets Lionel Richie.
That's too much. Hey, you know what happens when good service meets family and cars? You got Warren Henry. That's right. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. And now they've got their store up in Gainesville that sells Audis. They're one in Key West. Well, that sells all kinds of great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they all are great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Vantage. Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection against abrasion, scratches, and scrapes. You get a key replacement if you lose your keys. Guaranteed purchase offer. They'll buy your car even if you don't buy from them. And, of course, the best value guarantee and the 72-hour exchange. All great benefits, all available to the Warren Henry family members like me. So join me, my wife, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service. Always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Wait.
What?
Vivian called. She said they won a J.D. Powers award.
They did!
She said you forgot. Didn't they just throw that in? And also, I saw that they are notorious for hiring great women. Women's Choice Award for Best Company to Work for Multicultural Women this year.
I think I know somebody just like that.
So let's throw that in, too.
All right.
There you go.
Great stuff.
All right, we're done.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, are you looking for some help on your real estate transaction? Give me a call, 305-773-6300. We do private loans. You say, what's that? That's when I can close real fast. Maybe you're working with somebody from overseas or somebody with some bad credit. I can help them get financed. I'm doing it right now for one of my clients. Going to close in about a week. Took about another week. Took 2 weeks to close. That's all it takes. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda. And thank you, everybody. We are joined today by Linda Day Harrison. She's the founder of The Broker List. It's an interactive and collaborative community of commercial real estate brokers and other professionals. She's an expert at forging the kind of productive relationships that are fundamental to commercial real estate success. She was an active CPM, that's commercial property manager, and CCIM, I forget what that all stands for, but it's really important and good. And she traded in her three-decade career to make finding commercial real estate brokers so much easier. Blogger and commercial real estate influencer, she has mastered the art of blogging and the use of social media to push her site to the top of Google search. Named one of the 2018 Women in Commercial Real Estate Tech and the top 20 female leaders and influencers by the News Funnel and Women in Real Estate Tech. She is with us. Welcome to the show, Linda Day Harrison. How you doing, Linda?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being patient and finally getting together with me. We had so many unusual scheduling conflicts, but you hung in there, and I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, you're going to laugh, Jim, because I didn't know I was going to be on a show. I thought we were just going to talk.
That's okay. It's better that way.
I said, oh, I'm just going to get to know Jim and see what he's doing and what he's about and all that. Next thing I know, I'm in this whirlwind.
It's pretty much the same thing.
It's the same thing, Linda. In fact, it'll be better.
Right.
It'll be better. So tell me a little bit about the broker's list and how it can help me be more effective.
Well, the broker list, we're just basically having a ball, actually. We're having so much fun and helping people get found on the internet and pushing people to realize that online marketing is here to stay and that they need to embrace it. I don't know if you're aware, but we do a survey every year called the DNA of CRE, and it turns out that a good percentage of people in commercial real estate are over 50. So it's challenging. But we have been successful at it, and we do have a good group on our in our community. We have almost 8,000 commercial real estate brokers.
Wow.
Every one of them has been verified, and they contribute to our blog, and they contribute to our daily activities and antics on social media, and we try to share back whatever they're sharing and keep things, keep the ball in the air and keep things going on social media for our industry. It's basically what we do all day.
So it is fun. It sounds like you are having a ball. What's some of your favorite posts? Give me one of your more unusual posts that you've seen.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's so many. They're just crazy, some of them. They're just...
What makes them crazy?
I laugh so hard, and this is, and anybody that's listening who knows what goes on all day long, it's just silliness, just crazy stuff. It just, I don't know. I try, now you've got me on the spot to think of something.
No, so is it good or bad that it's crazy?
Oh, no, it's all good. It's very good. It's amazingly good, and it's kind of fascinating to see how well-behaved everybody can be. I know there's a lot of negative stuff on the internet, but it seems like our little world and our community is really upbeat, positive people, helpful people. Everybody's trying to help each other. It's great. I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Well, you see, that's what being part of community does for you. There's other people that are not part of a community, and they're completely different than what you said. They're bulkheaded. They're not transparent. They're opaque. Look, I had to say transparent to figure out opaque. You know, so it's a whole big problem that people have versus being transparent. I've always found that if you share, it'll come back to you 1,000 times over.
Oh, there is no doubt. And it does. I think it does for our community. And, you know, I'm just going to throw out some funny stuff, but we actually have, I don't even know if you're familiar with this particular Twitter profile, but we have a Twitter profile called CRE Unfiltered. Are you familiar with that one?
No, wait a minute. So you have a whole bunch of little handles that you put stuff out on?
Well, CRE Unfiltered is a Twitter profile that is anonymous. Nobody knows who it is. And whoever this person is, they are so funny and they are so clever. And they're very entertaining. And you were asking me about crazy stuff. Well, they just, you know, find the time, not all the time, because they're a working commercial real estate professional. But they're always.
Well, maybe. We don't know who they are.
Nobody knows who they are. A mystery.
It's the person that founded Bitcoin. It's probably the person that founded Bitcoin. It's you, Wanda.
Probably.
Pardon? Yeah.
No, I said Wanda. It was Wanda. She said, yeah, it's not Wanda.
Oh, yeah. If it is, you're a genius, Wanda. You really are a genius.
Well, there you go, Wanda.
They just put something out that was funny. They just said, CRE, what's your favorite deal of the so far? They try to engage everybody, and they're just a lot of fun. That's just one example. But my point is, that's what's going on, and it's bringing people together. And then, you know, Matt Smith. Matt was on your show.
Of course.
He's another one that engages with people. And he's really fun and a lot of fun. And then you've got the CRE chat host. You've got Melissa Alexander. You've got Casey Flannery. Of course, you have Duke Long. We have a lot of great personalities out there.
Oh,
Dan Drotis, who's real active. James Milner. Tons of people are active on social media in our community.
It's great. You know, you just got recognized as one of the top 10 social media influencers. That's how we met, because I'm one too. And
that's right. We were on that show.
There you go. That's exactly what happened. Now, how did you meet Sarah?
All day for me.
How did you
all
meet Sarah?
Oh, wow. Well, that was way back when. That would be back in the Eon days, back when she was working for ICSC.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, met on social media. Just like most people I know in business today, I've met through social media, LinkedIn.
I have to say
LinkedIn is another huge influence on me and my business.
Oh, yeah. I met Sarah the same way. I was tweeting at ICSC. Then I'm walking through the ICSC Vegas show, and I go, wait a minute. You're at ICSC? She goes, yeah. I go, that's really terrific. Very nice to meet you. Then a guy wearing Google Glass walked by. Only guy I ever saw wearing Google Glass. There you go.
Right.
So that was exactly. That was cute. So,
but I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I was going to say about LinkedIn is I always credit LinkedIn for helping me and inspiring me to do the broker list. When I've been in the business for 30 years. I'm going to say this. I don't think anybody thinks. I just turned 60. So it now, Matt, okay, why, you know, you're like, huh, 60? She's like a grandma.
Oh, you look like you're 15 here. Didn't we go to high school?
Yeah.
Did I see you in school in that picture?
No.
That's a great photo.
But anyway, yeah, thank you. So my point of what I'm saying is I've been in the industry, and when LinkedIn started to really take off back in like 2004 and on, because really before that there was, I think, under a million people on LinkedIn before 2004, because my LinkedIn number was like, you know, 1,000,002 or something. It was like that's when it was just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people were reaching out to me constantly from all over the country asking me, do you know anybody in this market, or do you know anybody in that market? And I would say, no, I don't. I'm from Chicago, so I was kind of sheltered being just, you know, in one market. So it kind of dawned on me that all of our systems and processes for keeping in front of brokers when I was in my career doing commercial real estate should be put online. In other words, all of us are trying to reach brokers from across the country or even around the world, and we need to find them, and we want to find them fast. Why do we have to go through so much trouble? Why do we have to call people? Why do we have to do research? And that's when I said, you know, we keep our broker lists on Excel spreadsheets back in the day and on, you know, Rolodexes and all the old-fashioned stuff, but why can't we put it on the Internet? And that's how the broker list started.
Wow, that's great. I was the one that had the big folder with all the business cards in it. That was me, all the index.
Right.
God. Oh,
yeah.
Now I just keep them in a box. I enter them, and then if I ever need them, I just keep them in a box.
Now, where are you from originally?
Northern New Jersey, but mom's from Chicago. That's what you're hearing. I work for JMB in Chicago.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking is, you know what I mean about, you know, people in your immediate area, but it's hard to know people from everywhere back in the day, because you just didn't. But today with the Internet, it brings us together. So we just try to reinforce that, and we do things that are, you know, obviously trying to keep everybody together, like we do Let's Get Social, which is a cocktail party that kicks off ICSC every year. It's usually on Sunday night before ICSC starts. And that is so much fun because it's like a social media reunion. Everybody that has never met in person comes to this cocktail party and we all meet, and it's a blast.
Oh my gosh, I can just imagine the selfies and the selfie sticks galore at that
thing. Yeah, all the selfies are out of control. It's insane.
It's really good. It's really good. We're going to take a break. Can you stick with me and do one more segment?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. Wanda will take us away, and then we will come back with the most positive person that my wife's pretty positive. Becca's one of the top 10 commercial real estate influencers, and also one of the top 10 most positive people you'll ever meet, Linda Day Harris. We're back after this.
It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
All right, Wanda's making us feel good today. Wanda, thank you so much. You're bringing up the energy with each song you play. I really want to thank you. It's terrific. How's Polo doing?
He's napping, but he's good.
Oh, then I won't speak too loudly. Hey, everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Now they've got a store up in Gainesville that sells Audis. The one in Key West, well, they've got all kinds of great nameplates down there. What do they have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Phenomenally, come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
I was waiting.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles on 880 The Biz.
It's International Cat Day.
Oh.
Didn't you know?
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. High
it's
five.
It's also, and you forgot, it is National CBD Day.
That I didn't know.
I forgot to drop that in for Manny earlier.
You should have.
My bad.
You should
but
have.
It's never too late.
Well, high five to you for that. Hey, you know, I was in Colorado. There you go. All them gummy bears and stuff like that. I think, I don't know.
Happy
anyway,
CBD day to you.
That's right. That's I'm getting dated when we're talking about. Someday you'll be dated because you'll say you once did CBD and somebody will say, what
CBD?
The medications that we're taking
it's
today.
Like
that's such an
Mary
interesting
Jane
thing.
Mary Jane or something, dude.
Mary Jane. Oh,
remember
my goodness.
Her.
Oh, my goodness.
Go
okay. That was terrific stuff, Wanda. You're pretty good when you're doing that riff. Hey, everybody, you want a riff date? Give me a call at 305-773-300. You heard it before. I'm one of the top commercial real estate influencers in social media, but beyond that, I help people get it done. That's what's really important. I can help you get it done. Some of the biggest people in town call me. Help us, Related Group, our corporation. Other people have to watch the title exchanges. But the reality is that most times there's a family involved on one side or the other, and I take great pride in helping the multi-generational families in town execute their real estate plan. So if I can help you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guest, 305-541-2050. That's 541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I want to take some time to thank everybody for choosing to spend some of their valuable time with me today. And I want to, of course, always thank our first responders for supporting our show. We're back with Linda Day Harrison. She's a thought leader in the commercial business. She is the founder of The Broker's List. We're talking about how The Broker's List can help you have a better day and make more money. Linda, how can somebody do that with you?
Well, I think if you're in business today, you need to be found, and you can't hide. So I think a good start, even if you're a beginner, is The Broker List, because you can have a position on the internet. You can have a, even though it's small, but you have a digital footprint that's relevant and also directly related to our industry, which is what you're doing. So if you have your profile on our site and someone searches Google for a commercial real estate broker, or they're looking for a geographic area that you serve, you're going to be found. At least helps you. If you're a company, then you would definitely want to be on our site, because that helps you to be found as well. If you know how SEO works, you understand that all of the connections you make on the internet that link back to your site help you as well. And if you're a blogger, you should be on our site, because it adds to your credibility to be seen on our site and our community blog, which reaches a lot of people and gets a lot of accolades from people year long for our content.
So how do people join The Broker's List?
It's free, and we're supported by our advertisers, similar to probably what you're doing, Jim. And we simply, you know, you simply sign up. If you're more than three brokers, then you can reach out to us. We have a way where we can upload your people to save you a lot of time. It's faster, but it's free, and you just join up. You create your profile. If you are a About user, which is another technology partner of ours, then you syndicate your listings directly to us without any typing. It takes about 5 seconds to connect the two platforms, and you're good to go. So it's really simple.
Wow, this is just great stuff. So
yeah.
Who's
and,
the most? Yeah, go
and
ahead.
Also, if you do use our site and you are using a syndication tool like BuildOut or however you want to do your listings, when you post on our site, we automatically share it for you on social media. We also blast it to all the members that are registered or subscribed, I should say, to that geographic parameter. So we do a lot of things, so you can simply, you know, take a nap or whatever you want to do, and we're doing all the pushing out your content. Same with our blogs. Blogging is, but you still have to promote your content, and we do a really good job of promoting our members and their content as well.
Wow. That's just terrific stuff.
Great.
That's terrific stuff.
Right.
You know, it's the most important part is being part of a community. And and especially with more and more people working remotely, single people that are doing that, this provides them with a community. Instead of just going to the coffee shop to sit in the corner and do their internet do their business, they can actually be part of a community, be part of thousands and tens of thousands of other people working together, not only to make the world a better place, but to make some money too. And, you know, the thing that my mom always taught me was the number one way to make money in real estate was to be active. And be out there.
Right. The other thing we do, Jim, is once a month on the last Tuesday of every month, we do a CRE marketing call. And what we do is we either have a panel or we have a guest speaker, and it's live, and it's all of us on a phone call, and we'll have like a slide deck with some, you know, little bit of visuals in that. And our members can call in on that call and learn something new every month about marketing on the internet. So this month coming up is going to be all about Instagram. So, and we love people to get on the call, and we love to have people engage with us on a call, and people are meeting each other all over the country just being on our call each month.
Ooh. You know, Instagram is so much more important as we rifle through all the different levels and the different things that people do. It's interesting to see the different responses across the different platforms. You and I are Twitter people. Right. I've gotten you on Twitter. We do DMing on Twitter. Instagram, I've been on it for 2 years. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
my wife lives on Instagram. Her whole life is on Instagram. She's the Instagram queen. Me, thud. I can't figure it out.
Right. Well, the good thing about Instagram, Jim, and this is what I'm learning myself because I'm constantly teaching myself something new, is that what's nice about Instagram is you can connect your Facebook and your Twitter to it. So let's say you post something on Instagram, then it will also tweet it and Facebook share it. That saves time.
That's great. Listen, Linda, we have to go, but I'm going to ask you to come back sometime soon to be on with Andreas and Rebecca and the rest of our tech team, the folks that we do it with. But I want to thank you so much. I'm looking forward to joining up on the broker's list combining content with you. I'm not sweet. I'm just another nice member of your community. Okay, I'm sweet.
Wonderful. We love it. Great to meet all of you.
Oh, it's great meeting you too. And the other thing is, my mom's from Chicago, so I got a little bit of that Midwestern boy in me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Lakeshore Drive.
Do you know
Addison? She grew up right outside of the ballpark.
Okay.
Right outside the ballpark.
Good.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. I want to thank our great guest today.
Thank you.
Linda Day Harrison. I want to thank Manny Johnson. I want to thank Wanda Miles. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I want to thank our first responders for all the great things they do for us every single day. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. Congratulations to Larry, Zinn, and Courtney on their new little one. I want to thank Carlson Integrated, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Turkel Brands. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Deep Blocks is one of our other sponsors, the real estate artificial intelligence firm. Go to our community, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed of Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Freed on Business gets lots of hits each week. If you miss today's show, it'll be up on the webpage real soon, and it'll be rebroadcast on Tuesday. Wanda, somebody actually said, hey, Jim, you're on twice a week.
I know. Can you handle it?
I can handle it. All right. I don't know if they can. All right. We're going to be on next Thursday at 6. Why? I think it's obvious, because I just love doing this. Remember, Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you so much, Wanda.
The Biz, where money talks.
This is a Bloomberg.